previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Renewed volatility has hit financial markets as nervous chatter about a US recession spurs warnings that this year's stock rally has gone too far. From New York to London, equities yesterday were pummeled, but they're bouncing back this morning. Tokyo was worst hit, with the Nikkei closing down 12.4%, its biggest one-day drop since Black Monday in 1987. However, it's up nearly 9.5% this morning, leading a rally in Asian stocks. Japan's is the one major economy where interest rates are going up. That's caused the yen to strengthen. In turn, that affects something called the carry trade, where retail investors borrow in yen at those low interest rates, then carry the money to a high interest rate environment elsewhere. The Mexican peso is the favorite at the moment. When interest rates rise, those retail investors are often caught short and left facing margin calls, hence the big sell-off. Johannesburg was spared the worst. The All-Share Index dropped, but a mere 1.1%, the top 40 the same. FTSE in London down just under 2%, while in New York the Dow dropped 2.6%, the S&P 500 3%, the Nasdaq down 3.4%. However, US futures this morning are pointing to a recovery there too. The US dollar dropped another cent to 110 against the euro, and nor was the rand spared. Currency this morning now down 1.2% since the start of the week, 18.49 to the dollar, about the same against sterling at 23.63, and down 2% against the euro at 20.26. I mentioned Tokyo, Hong Kong this morning up 0.1%, Sydney up 0.3%. Gold remains firm, 2,408, platinum 918, Brent crude oil just over $77. The other big loser amid all this volatility, Bitcoin, down 12.3% yesterday morning. It too has recovered this morning, only somewhat though, up 3% to just over $55,700. In other news this morning, Pick and Pay's rights offer has been oversubscribed. Pitched at 4 billion rand, the offer attracted subscriptions of more than 8.2 billion. That's a major vote of confidence in Pick and Pay's turnaround plan, led by former CEO Sean Summers. The primary focus of the rights offer is to reduce debt. And finally, don't forget that if you need to fill up the car, try to hold off doing so until tomorrow. That's because prices fall at midnight tonight. Unleaded petrol comes down 15 cents a litre, diesel by 17 cents, and illuminating paraffin will drop by 22 cents a litre. Will we get more cuts in a month's time? Well, with lower global oil prices, we certainly should, but that might well be offset by the declines in the rand. We'll have to wait and see.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.